Huh? Okay, everybody's staying, so it's fine. Okay, I just realized tonight it's a few days to Hanukkah, so we have to learn a little bit about Hanukkah. Then we'll go back to the regular halachas. Okay, Hanukkah happened, just historically, to get it understood, when Hanukkah happened in reference to the Beis HaMikdash and to Purim. Hanukkah happened about 200 years before Purim. Hanukkah, the story of Hanukkah happened midway through the second Beis HaMikdash. The first Beis HaMikdash stood... Purim happened, sorry, Purim, what did I say, Hanukkah happened first? No, Purim happened first. What happened was like this, sorry, take it back. Purim happened first. What happened was the first Beis HaMikdash stood 410 years. After that was destroyed, the Jews went into Galus for 70 years. After 70 years, they rebuilt the second Beis HaMikdash, and that lasted 420 years. Purim happened right before the building of the second Beis HaMikdash. At the end of the 70 years, right before they started building the second Beis HaMikdash. Hanukkah happened in the middle of the second Beis HaMikdash. Practically, like it says in the Rambam, 200 years after Hanukkah was when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. So Purim happened like 200 years before Hanukkah. Now what happened? In the days of Hanukkah, the Greeks made terrible decrees against the Yidden. They didn't let them do mitzvahs. They didn't let them learn Torah. They would steal the money and the daughters. And they came into the Heichal, to the Beis HaMikdash, and they destroyed all the oil. Not they didn't destroy it, in the country. They didn't destroy the oil. What they did was they impurified all the oil. The Jews went into the Beis HaMikdash. They looked. They found one jug of oil. As everybody knows, the story is enough to last one day. Miraculously, it lasted 8 days. Why did it need to last 8 days? There are different opinions. Some people say the place where they got the oil was 4 days' journey away. Didn't have overnight delivery. So they had to travel 4 days to the oil, get the oil, and bring it back 4 days. Other opinions say because the Jews were tamei from fighting the war, and therefore they had to wait 7 days to become pure, and then they were able to make new oil. Whatever it was, it needed the oil needed to last for 8 days. And there was only enough for one day, and the miracle was it lasted for 8 days. There's a very interesting machlekes between the Rambam and the Me'iri. Now, normally we say the word Hanukkah stands for Chanu Chafei. Hanukkah literally means dedication. They rededicated the Beis HaMikdash after the Goyim defiled it. But Hanukkah also has two words, Chanu Chafei, meaning they rested on the 25th. But there's an argument between Rambam, like you said, and Me'iri, when did the Jews win the battle? Was it on the 24th of Kislev, or was it the 25th of Kislev? The Rambam learned that they won the war on the 25th of Kislev. The Me'iri, and that's basically the way Chassidus holds, you should know, most of my modern bring down the Me'iri's opinion that they won the war on the 24th, they found the oil on the 25th, and on the second day it burned, that's when they noticed the miracle that it burned for 8 days. Okay? So it's not for now, but there's a Maimon that Rebbe explains that the Hanukkah basically is 24, 25, 26. 24 they won the war, 25 they found the oil, and 26 they saw the miracle that it lasted for 8 days. Okay, now, therefore we begin the 8 days of Hanukkah from the 25th, and they called Chanu Chafei, Hanukkah, that they rested here according to this Rambam's opinion, they rested on the 25th, and therefore you're supposed to have a meal on Hanukkah. It's not a Siddur mitzvah, like Purim, I'll explain why. And also, the Mishkan, when Moshe Rabbeinu built the Mishkan, it was really finished Hanukkah time. But the Hashem told him not to dedicate it until Nisan. But the Mishkan was actually finished, it was ready to go in Hanukkah time. So it says the 25th of Kislev came with a complaint to Hashem, and Hashem said, okay, I'll give you a Yom Tov Chanukah, which also dedication. So the bottom line is like this. There's a fundamental difference, both halachically and customs, between Chanukah and Purim. Chanukah, we know, by the way, there's two different aspects of Chanukah. One is that they won the war, and the second one was that the oil lasted for 8 days. And therefore it's interesting. In the Haneda Ala Nisan that we say in the Shemoneh Esrei for Chanukah, there is no mention about the candles. The only thing it says, Vidliku Neireis Bechatzreis Kotshecha. They lit candles in the chotzer, in the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, which obviously does not refer to the Menorah because the Menorah was lit inside the Beis HaMikdash. So the Rebbe explains, Chatzis Kotshecha means they just lit candles of festivity. So it's one thing, Alanisim, in the Shemoneh Esrei, has absolutely no mention of the miracle of the candles. Haneda Salonu, we say after we light Hanukkah candles, that has no mention of the war. So there's two distinct aspects of the miracle of Hanukkah. One is that they won the war, and the second one, the miracle that they found their oil, and the oil lasted for 8 days. Chassidus explains, while we're talking a little bit, Chassidus explains that because all the Mefarshim, the Poskim Mefarshim, ask a number of very basic questions with Hanukkah. There's a din, Tuma Hutra Betzibur. That when the whole community is Tomei, the laws of impurity doesn't apply. If the whole community is Tomei, they could bring Korbanis, it doesn't matter. The laws of Tuma, impurity, don't apply if the whole Tzibur is Tomei. So the question is, number one, they should have been able to use the impure oil. Because everybody's Tomei from the battle, so what's the big deal with the oil? Why couldn't they use the oil? Secondly, which is also more important, the Greeks knew, they were very learned people. The Greeks knew that put tuma put rebetzibur. They knew that the Jews were allowed to use the impure oil. So if the Goyim's intent was that the Jews should not be able to kindle the menorah, they didn't accomplish anything. They should have destroyed the oil. They should have made a big bonfire and destroyed all the oil. Instead, no, they didn't destroy the oil. They impurified the oil, which according to halacha the Jews were able to use, and they didn't. So again, what's the explanation? So there's many explanations. The Rebbe explains also that the whole, what the Greeks wanted, b'chlal, from the Jews, was not that they shouldn't do mitzvahs, not that they shouldn't learn Torah, but they shouldn't learn Hashem's Torah, and they shouldn't do God's mitzvahs. Like we say, lashkicham Torah secho, it does say lashkicham Torah to make them forget Torah. Ula'avira michukei retzeinecho chukim adi illogical mitzvahs. The Greeks said like this, you want to study Torah as a brilliant book? Why not? You want to do a commandment because it's traditional? It's nice. You could do it. What opposed was that it's God's Torah and God's mitzvahs. So what did they do? Their whole intent was, and they knew the halacha, that the Jews should light with the impure oil because then they accomplished what they wanted. Jews should do the menorah, but with impure oil, not godliness in it. The Jews come in to the Beis HaMikdash, they see all the impure oil, they had a dilemma, because they said, 1 minute, up then we could use it. But if we use the impure oil, then the Greeks won. Because that's what they wanted us to do, impurified Torah mitzvah, so then the Greeks won. So what did the Jews say? We're not doing it. We're not going to light with that impure oil. They looked and they looked and they looked until they found one jug of oil. And how do we know what they did was right? Because the point was, the miracle lasted for 8 days. That means Hashem agreed with the Jews not to use the impure oil, but rather to use the pure oil. And that's the now, another point over here is very important to understand. Chanukah basically was a decree against the soul of the Jew. They didn't care if you were a Jew or not. Like the Hellenists, there are a lot of Hellenists which were Jews, the Mesyavdim, they acted like the Greeks. They didn't care. That was good for them. What did they want to destroy? They wanted to destroy the neshama of the Jew. Therefore, what's the mitzvah of Chanukah? Not eating candles. Ner Hashem Nishma Sodom. The candle of Hashem is the neshama. What did they want to destroy? The neshama. So we celebrate Chanukah by lighting the menorah. What did Haman want to do Purim time? He wanted to destroy the Jews. He wanted to kill the Jews. He didn't care if you were religious, not religious, this, that. He didn't care. You're a Jew, he wanted to kill you. Everybody, babies, he wanted to kill everybody. So the gzeid of Haman was really against the body. So therefore, how do you celebrate Chanukah, Purim? By eating a suuda. That's the mitzvah of the day, is to eat a suuda. Unlike Chanukah, there's no mitzvah to eat. It says in Poskim, by the way, if you have a suuda and you speak a Dvar Torah, so then even Chanukah becomes a suuda's mitzvah. But the meal itself is not a mitzvah. The Bnei Yisachar is a great Pelush Rebbe brings on, and the Rebbe brings this down also. There's a very interesting thing. You know, Purim, you use a grager to make noise, yeah? Where's the handle of the grager? At the bottom of the grager. Dreidel, Chanukah you play dreidel, and the handle of the dreidel is on top. See, Bnei Yisachar brings out, why is that? Why is the handle of the dreidel on top and the handle of the grager is at the bottom? So he says, Chanukah was a spiritual decree, so the dreidel has the handle on top. Purim was a physical decree, the handle's at the bottom.